Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Today is Monday, August 15th, 2022. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. I think you're going to have a blast. Whether you are new or if you've been around for a bit, if you have not watched the other video that I attach to every Monday, which is entitled New to Linchpin, watch this first, you need to pause this video and go watch that one. It's a bit on the long side, but you only need to watch it once, and it's mission critical. It gives you all the definitions and backstory of all the terms and the nuance that I'm going to talk about in these daily videos, and without it, things won't make sense. Why is there a not for time option? What do the super fitness robot time mean? What's the wild card option compared to the prescribed, etc., etc.? That's all in the other video, so you got to go watch that and then come on back. Okay, we're in the trust tree. I'm gonna assume that you did that. Here we go. Today's workout is a named CrossFit workout. It's also our not for time option of the week because it's a very complex workout. And so if you can do the movements and the clock's just gonna continue to run, then who cares? Take it as a practice and practice day. Take as much rest as you need and just get better at those movements. Fitness will be achieved. You'll be okay. The workout of the day is Amanda. And this is a workout named after Amanda Miller. She competed at the 2009 Games. I was there with her that year. Passed away, and if you want to learn more about her, you can do a little Google search, but she lost her life far too young. The workout Amanda is 9-7-5 reps for time, or not, of ring muscle-ups and squat snatch. 135 pounds for men, 95 for women. Last time we did this was on January 15th, 2022. Want to go back into the BTWB app, see how it went for you. Check out the notes section. You should use that section if you're not. What were your thoughts that day? Does something need to change? And then attack it. Today's workout also has a two-person team version as well. But I mean, talk about ring muscle-ups are one of the more complicated gymnastics things that we do. The squat snatch, it doesn't get any more complicated with a barbell. They're both in the same workout. The interference and challenge is going to be through the roof. So if you've got this and it's no problem, great. Stomp the gas and have a blast. Obviously stay safe. But if you can do both of these things, but the interference is real and you're gonna have to take some big breaks and you'll be outside the goal times, that's okay. Who cares? Do the ring muscle-ups, do the squat snatch. It'll be a fantastic day in the gym. We've got videos showing the two movements. Super fitness robot time, this data is pulled from BTWB. Men, 6 minutes or less. Women, 7 minutes or less. More likely, men, 9 minutes and 30 seconds-ish. Women, 12 minutes-ish. The wild card option, 9-7-5. Still ring muscle-ups, still a squat snatch, but we knock down the loading. 115 pounds for men, 75 pounds for women. And there's a partner version there as well. Scaled option, still 9-7-5 on the reps. Now we have the low ring muscle-up in there in place of the regular ring muscle-up. Low ring muscle-up's great. Watch the video. You can use as much or as little leg assist as you need to make it really challenging, but possible. So make it an upper body challenge and use just the amount of leg that you need. And then we have, instead of the squat snatch, you're going to do one power snatch plus one overhead squat. That's what you're gonna do in place of each squat snatch repetition. 95 pounds for the men, 65 pounds for the women. But of course, feel free to lower that loading if that's too much for you as well. Scaling is cool. Do it with an empty barbell if that makes sense for you. And we've got videos showing those movements. Okay, for the limited equipment crew, there's three options here. And because with a dumbbell, some of these movements are really demanding of flexibility and not everybody has it. So option one gives you lowering muscle-ups and dumbbell power snatches, and you can and burpees. Okay, so fantastic deal there. And that's dumbbell power snatches. You just need one dumbbell. It's a single 50-pound dumbbell for men or 35 for women. So that's got lowering muscle-ups, dumbbell power snatches, and then burpees. So the snatches don't have you going below parallel with the dumbbell, and you get up and down off the ground with the burpee. So that might be a good option for a lot of people. The low ring muscle up there, also for the limited equipment crew, make it as challenging for the upper body as you possibly can. As little leg as needed. Option two, if you're looking at it, still has the lowering muscle ups. It has dumbbell squat snatches though, still done with a single dumbbell, alternating hands each time. But that dumbbell squat snatch is a really tough movement for flexibility. And so not everybody has it. That's why I wanted to give a couple other options today. But if you can do it, option two is a great one for you. And then finally, option three, lowering muscle ups still remain. Dumbbell power snatches are there, done with a single dumbbell, but then we also have dumbbell squats thrown in as well to get you your below parallel piece. And that those dumbbell squats are done with a pair of dumbbells. That would be a pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for women. So we got three options for you. Option one doesn't have you going below parallel with weight, throws in the burpee there. Option two is below parallel with that very demanding dumbbell squat snatch. Then option three has the dumbbell power snatch. And if you don't have the flexibility to go below parallel with the squat snatch, but you still want to get that below parallel loading, option three has dumbbell squats in there. So I think we got you covered no matter what's going on. And of course, there's videos of those movements. Super Fitness robot times and more likely times posted for each of the three options there for the limited equipment crew. No equipment workout today. 10 rounds for time. 20-second plank hold, 10 meters of broad jumps in as few sets as you can do, so good explosive jumps. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first one is three choices. Choice number one, strict shoulder press. We've got your sets and reps listed there in a video. Option two, SOTS press, very demanding, even with an empty barbell. It strengthens that overhead position of like an overhead squat or a snatch. Sets and reps listed there also with the video. And then the final choice, again, you're not doing all of these, you're picking one if you're doing the optional accessory work, which you never have to do. Linchpin complex number two. That complex is for load, whatever's safe and appropriate for you, one power snatch, one overhead squat, one hang squat snatch, one full snatch. That's considered one complete complex. So then you will do 2 to 4 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. And it does not need to be unbroken. If you can, great, but it doesn't need to be unbroken. The other part of the optional accessory work, if you so desire, 50 to 100 medicine ball cleans in as few sets as possible. Video shown there. Then we have cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Got the hamstring stretch and the wall shoulder stretch. Times and videos posted there as well. And then the final thing that we'll close out today, there's a few sentences that end every day's training and we mean them. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I'll see you tomorrow.